Big Issues. The heart of the issue. The House has formed a select committee to investigate and answer questions about the September 11, 2012 terror attack that killed four Americans in Libya. Democrats say the review is unnecessary and partisan. Support: Representative Martha Roby, Republican, Alabama. Oppose: Representative Stephen Horsford, Democrat, Nevada. Representative Roby is a member of the Benghazi Committee and served as chairman of the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations. Representative Horsford is a member of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Representative Roby in support. The terrorist attack in Benghazi, Libya, was a terrible tragedy, and we still mourn the four Americans who were brutally murdered that day. Many people ask why further investigation is needed after previous inquiries into the matter. The Select Committee was formed because there are still questions about the security situation leading up to the attack, our response during it, and the administration's various public explanations in the aftermath. Recently, we learned that the White House withheld important Benghazi documents from congressional investigators. Congress has a constitutional responsibility to seek answers on behalf of the American people about the executive branch's activities, and our goal is to bring every relevant fact to light. Another reason for the Select Committee is that the multi-jurisdictional nature of the issue makes it difficult to investigate across the existing committee structure. There are many layers to the story, involving our intelligence community, the State Department, our military, and of course the White House. While other committees have made inquiries in those areas, no group has had the authority to investigate all aspects of the events at the same time. A select committee with broad jurisdiction will produce a clearer, more complete picture. Lingering questions about the Benghazi attack, along with continued White House obstruction and the narrow scope of existing House committees, compel us to form this select committee and continue the search for truth. However, politics will have no place in this process. Facts aren't Republican or Democratic. Facts are stubbornly impartial, and we are committed to pursuing them wherever they lead. Representative Horsford, in opposition. The events of September 11, 2012 were tragic. As members of Congress, we have an obligation to our country and the families of those killed at Benghazi to prevent such attacks from happening again. Unfortunately, the Republican obsession with Benghazi is not about providing closure, moving forward, or improving security. For the House GOP, it is a tragedy ripe for a manufactured controversy. That's the purpose of the newly created Select Committee, not to get to the truth, but to fan partisan flames. Thus far, there have been 8 reviews conducted, 25,000 documents produced, and millions of taxpayer dollars spent on hearings. Arguably, the most comprehensive investigation was led by former U.S. Ambassador Thomas Pickering. He conducted the Accountability Review Board investigation for the State Department and provided recommendations to improve security overseas. Our focus should be on implementing those recommendations. For those who believe the truth is clouded, despite exhaustive investigations, the Select Committee is not truth-seeking. It provides its chairman a unilateral authority to issue subpoenas that has been previously abused, no guaranteed access to witnesses for Democrats, and no guaranteed access to records or transcripts. During the debate, Representative Louise Slaughter, Democrat, New York, offered an amendment to ensure the Select Committee operates fairly. It was rejected, along with any chance that the committee would serve a legitimate purpose. As a member of the Oversight Committee, I have seen where lopsided investigations end up, a political circus fueled by incomplete information. Contact your elected officials, the Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510. Phone 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515. Phone 202-225-3121.